Well, it doesn't have to.
No, but I caught that a couch.
Okay, uh-huh. And this thing is
coffee table.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't this couch one that we've had from most mm-hmm. of our married life? Mm-hmm. It's old, but it sure has held up. Well, we did have
it's very nice.
We did have it recovered, didn't we?
It's beautifully done.
Wonderful couch. Fact is, that came with it, didn't it, Yvonne? That chair over there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they look like they're set. Yeah, very nice. The fireplace, I see there's a shelf. What do you call that?
Mantle.
Uh-huh. And this place out in front of the fireplace, where it's like you have it sort of hemmed in by a little metal skirt. Uh-huh. What is that thing that comes out from the fireplace?
That tile. A hearth?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A what?
Hearth.
I don't see that you have them, but sometimes in a fireplace there's things that hold up the logs and then they have a like little, you know, they stand up like that. What are those called?
Well, of course, this is electric one. I mean, it's gas.
Uh-huh. What do they call those? Grates?
Well, so the things that the logs sit on, sure. Uh-huh. I've heard that called a grate, right? But there's a special name for those things that are, like, stand up. They're two little posts that stand up. Hmm. And they're attached to the grate.
Those are called...
Oh, we used to have one, because this was at one time a real fireplace,
uh-huh.
And we did. We
never
had
did use it as a fireplace, though.
It was very, very pretty, and it did have I can't remember what happened to it.
You know, before I started doing this dialect research, I never knew what these things were called.
I can't remember what was that called. That, I'm not sure.
Did you call them andirons?
Yeah, andirons.
That sound right?
In fact, these two out here, you could call an andiron.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if they were andirons or something else. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which two are you talking about?
The two little brass things that are out there that aren't attached to anything.
In the outside?
No, sweetie, in the fireplace.
Oh.
Hmm. Let's see. Oh, you since this is gas, you don't really have one, but if the smoke would go up, what?
Chimney.
Uh-huh, and... Mm-hmm. In the chimney, you would get some black stuff that you'd have to clean out with
some soot.
Mm-hmm. And the white stuff left over after a fire is
ashes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I don't think we've ever used this very much, though.
We never had. We didn't even use it then. We haven't used it.
We just haven't had
too much.
Yeah, we don't use ours either.
No. Well, you know, they're. We used the one we had in Odessa. We used a lot. We had a larger fireplace back there. And we did use it a lot. And we used, you know, wood. It was a real fireplace.
We sat in the front room or down there.
We did. We don't.
We sat in the TV room most of the time.
We do.
What's that kind of wood that's really nice in El Paso that smells nice? You can burn it, Jean.
It's not oak. Pine.
It's a desert plant.
Not creosote.
We never used any of it, though, did we? Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny?
It's real nice on a barbecue.
Is that right?
Mesquite?
Let's see. If you had a place above your house to store things, that's called what?
An attic.
Uh-huh. And if you come in and hang up your coat, the coat, it goes in what?
Closet?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, In a fireplace where you actually burn wood, the big log in the fireplace is called what? Not everybody has a name for it.
Big log. I don't know.
You ever heard of a backlog?
No, but that's a good... I can see where it'd be a good... Because it would hold the others up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And those thin pieces that you sometimes you get by splitting the wood are called what?